brothers and sisters who traveled from all over the UK, thank you. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for lending your support again. This is important. It is so important. Why? Because, my friends, we are gaining the momentum. We are gaining the momentum. We are winning the debate. We are getting through to people even if their politicians remain unmoved. And let me remind you, my friends, it was not politicians who led the struggle against apartheid South Africa. It was you. It was the ordinary people of the world. It was the youth of the world. It was London. It was London that led the anti-apartheid movement. We must keep working. We must double down. This is a moment to go all the way, to deal with the virus, to deal with the virus, to treat the virus, to uproot the virus of occupation, of colonization, of apartheid, of besiegement, of discrimination, of racism. We must not rest. We must not rest this time. In the 80s, it was ordinary people like you who forced the crimes of apartheid South Africa onto the agenda of the parliamentarians and the government. We must tell this government and this parliament that while we have heard a lot of talk, it is time for action. Action! Action! It is deeply disappointing that of all countries in the world, the United Kingdom is not taking its responsibilities seriously. The UK has a responsibility to international law. The UK has a responsibility to justice. The UK has a responsibility to Palestine. It is time to get serious. What we want is action. Serious action. Yes, we demand, as you demanded in your public petition from the parliament, sanctions. What we demand is sanctions. Ban all illegal settlement products. Impose arms embargo immediately. Deliver a very strong message, unmistakable message, that you can no longer have an illegal occupation, an illegal oppression. There is a cost. Extract the cost. This is a UK duty in front of international law and the British law. And the British law. And my friends, we must end Israel's exceptionalism. We must hold Israel accountable. We must hold Israel accountable. Israel cannot continue its occupation in the occupied territories. Israel cannot continue evicting, ethnically cleansing people from their homes in Sheikh Jarrah, in Silwan, in all areas of the West Bank as we speak, by the way. Even yesterday, there was in Masafer Yatta, south of Hebron, Israeli army bulldozers bulldozing the only road that connects seven villages. They cut the water from these communities. This must stop. It cannot continue. The discrimination against our refugees exiled outside. We have the right to return to the homeland, to our properties. Our right of return is non-negotiable. Gaza, Israel has to end its besiegement and blockade of Gaza. For 15 years, Gaza has been besieged from the air, from the sea, from the land, and bombed children who are less than 15 years old now have seen four wars. Enough! 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 And also to our brothers and sisters inside 1940 areas, the Palestinians in Yafa, in Haifa, in Akka, in Al-Lad, in Naqab, end the discrimination against them. They deserve full equity and equality. We want justice from the river to the sea. We want justice from the river to the sea. End Israel's occupation that began in 1967. Implement and uphold the right of return to Palestinian refugees and equality to our brothers and sisters inside the Green Line. And here, I want to end by saying this. The UK Parliament voted in 2014 to recognize the state of Palestine. What are they waiting for? Recognize the state of Palestine! Recognize the state of Palestine! Not doing so is not only immoral, it is undemocratic! Undemocratic! Say it with me. We want a free Palestine! We want a free Palestine! What do you